Okay, how you feeling this week?
Do you want in the right direction? Things are feeling better and better, so, you know, we'll see.
Is it the most frustrating thing in the world for you not to be able to, you know, play, especially this time of year?
Obviously. But for me, it's regardless of what time of year it is. You know, I want to be out there with the guys and you know, doing what I do and hopefully helping us win ball games.
Doc, how special is it that you'll get to be home Christmas? I know Christmas Eve playing that is not ideal, but being able to share this family time at home.
Oh, absolutely. Being home and with the family, and we understand the meaning of it. We understand the gifts are given, but to be able to be there to celebrate, you know, with Christ and all that, all those good things, it's a blessing to be able to do that. And you know, I've been on the other side of it, having to play on Christmas, and you know, I'm gonna go out and do my job and do it full tilt, but to be able to be home is a great thing.
I know you give back all the time. Is it more special for you giving back this time of year?
You know what, it's I don't know if it's more special. I think because of the significance of this time of year, and a lot of people are lacking and not being able to do for their own, to be able to bless others and to see the smiles on children's face during this time of year is a wonderful thing to be able to do.
A huge game, you know, no getting around that.
No
hangover from last week?
Absolutely not. There is no hangover. We played a very, very good team. We understand that. We left a lot of things on the field, mistakes-wise. And those are the things you cannot allow to happen. And so we learn from those mistakes. And this week we know we have a tough Buffalo. Going to them, obviously, is a tough venue, but we're going to put on our hard hats and put on our business suits for this business trip and go down there and try to play our best ball again.
Do you warn the younger guys, hey, I know they're on a losing streak, but we can't think about that?
But it's not about them so much as what we need to do as a football team. They're going to go out and play. Man, you don't play in the NFL if you don't have pride in yourself. So regardless of your record, they're going to come out and play. They want to win. Just like they're playing in front of their families right around Christmas time. They're going to want to play good football. So we can't worry about what they're going to do. We have to worry about fixing the things that we did wrong, we didn't do right, and go down there and play, like I said, our best football again.
Quentin, Andre, and Champ are talking about how there's a lot of miscommunication on Sunday. What can be done to correct that?
Miscommunication
out there on the field.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. we just have to make sure that we talk on the football field, whether it be by signal, whether it be by verbal. And it's something that those are the things that we did early in the year. If you remember, we talking about that before, making those type of communication errors early in the year. That's where we were giving up those big plays. Same thing came about this Sunday. Didn't communicate on the different pages. A couple of times we gave up some plays. So we got to get back to communicating properly, making sure we're all on the same page, playing football, and whatever happens after that, it happens.
Was it something the Patriots did, or was it something just that you guys?
It was a lot of that was us.
Doc, obviously you want to be out there maybe as much as anybody, and we're frustrated you weren't. How frustrated that communication breakdowns may have just been simply that you weren't on the field? And how can you help correct that in the event you're not on the field?
Well, I'm not worried about not being out there. I'm going to try my best to be out there, so let's not think about that. But you know what? All I can do is what I can do on the sideline, when I'm on the sideline, and that's tell them what I see coming off the football field, getting the pictures to see what something that I can tell them to help them along in that respect. But, you know, for me, I much better want to be out there to communicate with them than to be on the sideline, because they're not going to hear me from the sideline yelling checks.
You're one of the great safeties, and you've seen a lot of safeties come and go, and you have two rookies on this team that started last week. How do you like those guys compared to them? Not compared, but how do you like them? Are they improving? What do you think of those guys?
Absolutely improving. Obviously, we have young safeties that are going to make mistakes, but the thing is that not to make the same mistake over and over again, and those guys are not doing that. They're correcting the things they need to correct, and being more vocal is I think the biggest thing for a young safety. When you say things and know that when you know what you're doing, you're going to speak loud and communicate to everybody. And so those are the things that they're getting better at.
Doctor, you're obviously a very well-respected veteran. Are there things you remember when you were a rookie or a younger player that guys told you that you now pass on to others, or has the game changed so much in that time that?
No, I mean, the thing that I always tell the young guys coming in is if you take care of your body now, it'll take care of you later. And that's usually my main thing, is to make sure that they do the right things about themselves, especially in the rookie year, because that rookie wall comes about. And if you're taking care of your body, you're doing the right things off the field, it'll help you. You know, when you really need your body to recover, it'll recover for you.